Nolte, Joe Biden repeatedly seeded distrust of vaccines and PolitiFacts lying to protect him. By John Nolte on July 28, 2021. PolitiFact, a fraudulent, far-left fact-checking outlet, is lying to protect Joe Biden from the undeniable fact he deliberately and repeatedly seeded distrust of the coronavirus vaccines. As Breitbart News has documented, more than once during the 2020 presidential campaign, both his fraudulency Joe Biden and her vice fraudulency Kamala Harris warned the American people they could not and should not trust a coronavirus vaccine that came from the Trump administration. This means that no one, and I mean no one, did more to undermine the effort to vaccinate the country than Biden and Harris. Over and over, they spread distrust of the vaccine, including during their nationally televised debates. Then, after allegedly winning the election, both were stuck selling the very same Trump vaccine they told us not to trust. Well, look at us now. Biden's handling of the virus is such a failure. The virus and the masks are making a comeback. Worse still, currently, 66% of Black Americans and 61% of Hispanic Americans remain unvaccinated. Those are not Trump voters. Those are Biden voters who apparently took his repeated warnings about Trump's vaccine seriously. So as his approval ratings collapse, fake outlets like PolitiFact are looking to protect his fraudulency from the truth of his own unconscionable behavior, which ended up undermining his own vaccination goals. Here are the Biden and Harris quotes undermining the vaccine. In terms of the whole notion of a vaccine, we're for a vaccine, but we don't trust Trump at all, nor do you. What we trust is a scientist, Biden said in front of the whole country during a presidential debate with Trump. Let me be clear. I trust vaccines. I trust scientists. But I don't trust Donald Trump. And at this moment, the American people can't either, Biden said during a September campaign speech. If the public health professionals, if Dr. Fauci, if the doctors tell us that we should take it, I'll be the first in line to take it, absolutely. But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it, Harris said during a debate with then-Vice President Mike Pence. While appearing on far-left Gallup in September, Kamala was asked if she would get a vaccine approved while Trump was in office. And she said, "Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us. I will say that I would not trust Donald Trump. I will not take his word for it. It's all there. We have the video." To win the 2020 presidential election, Biden and Harris shamelessly acted as America's most high-profile anti-vaxxers, which makes them responsible for countless unnecessary deaths. Nevertheless, despite all those direct quotes, the godforsaken liars at PolitiFact still claim Biden and Harris never sought to undermine confidence in the vaccine. Biden, Harris distrusted Trump with COVID-19. Chinese coronavirus, vaccines, not the vaccines themselves, is the PolitiFact position. I don't link fake news. PolitiFact's reasoning is nothing less than an audacious lie. The parts of their quotes that are left out make clear that Biden and Harris were raising questions, not about the vaccines themselves, but about then-President Donald Trump's rollout of the vaccines and the risk that the effort would become rushed or politicized, the liars at PolitiFact wrote Friday. Trump was publicly touting the promise of a rapidly developed COVID-19 vaccine as early as March 2020, when fears of a global pandemic were just beginning to flare, and said he was urging researchers working on the vaccine to speed it up. The liars at PolitiFact added. Scientists and drug makers, meanwhile, were urging more caution on the timeline and said they were emphasizing safety and effectiveness over speed. Except, the Harris and Biden quotes above don't come from March. They're from the fall of 2020, and everything Trump said about the vaccine came true. It arrived in record time, and it works as advertised. Additionally, Biden and Harris are not saying you cannot trust Trump. They are declaring that you cannot trust a vaccine that comes from Trump. Bottom line, PolitiFact's willing to whore out its own credibility to protect Biden, willing to brazenly and openly lie like this. But that's been the case since the beginning with all these fact-checkers.